What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we go back to the phones, though, I'm looking at this story where apparently Congress is looking at a bill to cut federal funding from cities that allow autonomous zones. I'm not sure allow is the correct word here. All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Dave in Boston. Dave, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. Hey, Michael, just a quick call here. I wanted to give President Donald John Trump a heads up about the Kung Flu. It's no longer called the Kung Flu. It is mutated and it's morphed. It's now the Fu Man Flu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's morphed into the Kung Flu is morphed into the Fu Man Flu. So, maybe Grouchy Fauci will get the message too, you know?
Yes.
But that's mainly why I called, Michael, just, because I know the Commander-in-Chief wants to be up to speed and accurate about these things, you know?
Yes.
But I don't know. It is an afterthought, Michael, since I guess I have another minute or two. But, Michael, I actually called into Abby, and I've made this point before in the last week and everything. But, all these licenses, like back here in Massachusetts, not in all 50 states, you know, the state, you know, the godless state and everything tells us that a driver's license is not a right. It's a privilege. You know, all these different licenses, they're not rights, they're privileges granted by the state. Well, let me tell this godless state something. Hey, being white is not a right either. Being white is a privilege, Michael. Being white is a privilege. And I've always fancied myself as a Christian. I don't even like calling myself a Christian anymore because there's so much churchianity and Christian insanity and everything. But, you know, I almost want to adopt aspects of the Japanese religion, of the Confucianism and the Shintoism. And I think it's about time we start worshiping our ancestors, you know, like Christopher Columbus and Old Hickory. And, I think white people should start considering if this godless state is going to shut down all the churches and everything, you know,
I find myself in agreement with George Carlin. We should all be worshiping either the sun or Joe Pesci.
Oh yeah, I love Joe Pesci. Yeah. You said
there's
that,
a man who can get things done.
Yeah, I love that. He's one of my favorite actors. You know, hey, you can keep De Niro. You know, De Niro's he's Looney Tunes, but I like to see Pesci kick the shit out of Robert De Niro in one of these gangster movies. I'd like to see Pesci slap De Niro around a little bit. Wouldn't you like to see that?
I would love to see that because I have definitely lost all respect for De Niro based on his recent liberalism.
Yeah, same here, Michael. So anyways, thanks for taking my call. I hope President Trump gets the message about the Fu Man Flu, you know. And that's about it, Michael. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call here, and I'll do my best. But for some reason, the White House just doesn't answer my messages. Anyway, let's go to Arjun in New Jersey. Arjun, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I wanted to say today that, like, I think coronavirus is actually it's a biological weapon, and it was done to neutralize two things. It was like U.S. and then European countries. Now, the objective of China here were two. One was Taiwan, and second is South China Sea. So you see, like, when Japan was bombed, the security of Japan is actually holded by U.S. now. That they will not actually, their constitution was changed, and they will not actually hold, they will not create nuclear weapons and things like that. So there are 55,000 American soldiers that are in Japan. Then in South Korea, there are 25,000. Now, there are other countries there in that region, which is called like South China Sea, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, and which are all non-nuclear powered. So the thing is that like the first objective was Taiwan. It was because there is a president there. Her name is Xi. And like in her second term, like she got elected and she ran on the principle that there won't be like one country and two systems. So when she got re-elected, that actually burned Chinese. The second objective was South China Sea. The reason why this sea is called South China Sea is because Europeans used to trade silk earlier and in China. And that they used to come through this route and they called it South China Sea. Currently, there are 30% of oil of the world that comes from the sea, 40% of gas from this sea. And there is a lot of trade that actually happens in the sea. Now, if China gets this 100% of the sea, then it will be more prosperous than U.S. or any other country that is known to man. China has a legal claim on 200 miles, which is only one-tenth of the region of the sea. So what it does, it goes at the end of the sea, it will put sand in the sea and it will make it like temporary islands and it will say the whole sea is mine. So now, why the two targets? The two targets were U.S. and the second target was European nations so that they cannot come for help through NATO treaties for Taiwan. So the thing is that around in 8th November, you know, like everybody knows this, like Lin, he discovered this coronavirus on 21st. There was Zhong Li, he was supervisor. He actually did patented remdesivir that it has done clinical trials and it can actually cure coronavirus. Now they sailed their aircraft. It's called like Shandong. They sailed it on Taiwan Strait in December. Then president of Taiwan gets elected and who's against this country of this one system on two country system thing. Then China sends like Su-30 and Y-8 aircrafts in Taiwan Strait on 23rd January. Then Americans came along. They send like B-52 bombers and 130 aircrafts in this region. Now what happens? So in the month of March, the Roosevelt and the Ronald Reagan, which are like these aircraft carriers, they are all nuclear powered.
Yes.
They get disabled. Yeah. They and one docks in Vietnam, other docks in Japan. Now U.S. Since they were docked, U.S. sent like this Taiwan Strait. It sent its destroyer. Now on 6th April, Chinese sank this Vietnam fishing boat. There was some drilling that Malaysians were doing. So Chinese started bullying these guys. So for support of Malaysia, U.S. sends like U.S. amphibious assault, which has 35 bombers. Now the thing is that this ship called Leona, which sails the South China Sea. This happens in April, and it does this exercise, like 70 days exercise in Hanyuan Island. And they were saying that like if it comes to shove, you know, like they will occupy Taiwan, like just in that time. Now, COVID was released to reduce the superiority of U.S. in the South China Sea, and also to neutralize like NATO countries so that they cannot come. Now, Hong Kong, they have in this mid crisis, they have eaten up Hong Kong. Hong Kong is gone; it's part of China now. Europe was infected because of this NATO, because of the NATO treaty. 60% of the war waging, 60% of the war waging assets that U.S. has. It is in the South China Sea. Now, if America folds up in South China Sea, so America will be finished as a superpower. And I think that everyone should hold responsible China for this bio-warfare. That's all I have.
Okay, well, the theory, you've got a lot of fine detail in there about the tactical situation here. But my concern is if it was an intentional biological weapon, it's not a very good one. And that's why I think it may have been a weapon in progress, a work in progress, and somebody dropped a test tube. But in terms of...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I understand this, sir. And you explained this previously also. But but earlier when the wars used to happen, there used to be blackouts. And like once the blackouts was finished, then people will do their business normally. Right now, if we are sitting in our home with a mask and our kids cannot go to school, we don't have any jobs. If you don't think that this is a war, then what would war look like? It's just my perception. I'm not just going against you.
you know, is popular delusions and the madness of crowds all over again. I think this is a hysterical overreaction, and everybody's trying to exploit it for their political agenda. But I'm one of those people who thinks that this COVID-19 is nowhere near as bad as they're trying to make it out to be.
Okay. Well, if we don't consider the deaths, let's say the whole economy of the world has gone down, and only one who's prospering right now is China. So who benefits? You know, like we always say that who benefits? China is actually benefiting here, and it is already occupying the nations. You know, like creating problems in many different countries and whatnot. So this is all I want to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Jewel in Tennessee. Hello, Jewel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. I was waiting for someone to mention this, and that has to do with that guy Floyd that was killed. That was on a Simpsons or Family Guy cartoon. And it was dated, though, I believe 1996, like when our hunger and all that, the lack of food, that was also on Family Guy.
Simpsons.
And
I think that was a Simpsons episode.
Yeah, you probably. Okay. Well, I don't watch cartoons all day. I was just scanning, you know, through my tablet. And I thought I was seeing things, you know, and I'm like, no, I'm not seeing things. And Candace Owens did a complete background check on that guy. And he also had a bag of white powder that he threw away. And I think the cop was trying to get the hold of that powder, too. And have you heard Candace Owens' background check on him?
No, I haven't. But
it's quite
lengthy.
You know.
Yeah, I that part I got.
Yeah,
and, you know, the problem is we're not going to find out exactly what's going on because everybody's taking advantage of the story and the situation to push their agenda, whether it's increased racism or decreased racism or defund the police. And so what we're getting fed to us through the corporate media, and this is why Gallup found that Americans don't trust the American media anymore. It's all spin cycle. It's all spin doctoring.
Well, I've learned a lot listening to you guys. I don't even know how I came by your station. But I wanted to share that because obviously it was planned, you know. And yes, it looks like we are going the way of communist Cuba or whatever. Because,
yep.
I mean, I don't know. I worship the Lord, so I intend to keep my Bible. So, anyway, it was good talking with you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Brian in Chile. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Mike. Mike, a little bit off point here, but I have kind of a personal question, and I'd like to know, Mike, what is your favorite rock group?
My favorite rock group? Boy, that's a hard one. I was a big fan of the Eagles. And, you know, I don't really listen to a lot of music these days here, you know, but, so I can't say that I'm not a fan, you know, but I did like the Eagles. I certainly liked the Who, and, I would say that about rounds it out.
Well, my favorite rock group has always been the Fab Four. And to me, the Fab Four is not John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, or George Harrison. My idea of the Fab Four is George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. And that's my favorite rock group is Mount Rushmore.
Yep. I like that. I like that. I really, really do.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd inject that as a little bit of humor, you know, to overcome some of the seriousness. And thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for the call. And I kind of like that. Favorite rock group. I'm going to steal that from you. All right. We're going to go to Mike in Long Island. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm a longtime fan. This is the first time I'm calling in. About 6 weeks ago, you had on the website in your phrase of the day and I can't quote it exactly, but it was from the year 1908, and it was written by, I believe it was, a European Jew, and talking about how the Jews would, in time, control our education, control our banking, control almost everything, and that we would never even know it was happening. And I hope you can repost that sometime, because I need to email it out to all of my friends, because I think it's here. I think they have taken control or are about to take control of the entire country.
Well, let's see if I can find it real quick in the file. The problem is those thoughts of the day are randomly selected. And let's see. No, I'm not finding it, just with a quick search for 1908. Yeah, it's selected by random during the nightly housekeeping run. And sometimes I can track them back down again, sometimes I can't. It's a big file.
Okay, well, if you'll try, that's good enough for me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you've done for us in this country. It's you're an awesome person, and please continue.
As long as I can, I promise you, as long as I'm able to, I will keep doing this. All right, well,
thanks, Mike.
All right, I'm going to let you go here, and we're going to go to Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Glad you're getting settled in. You look like you're doing a lot better. You're a little worn out there for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm an old guy.
Hey, I'm older than you. I just turned the big 7-0, so.
Well, yeah, you are older than me by just a little tiny bit. I mean, in August, I turned 68.
You remember the song? I had my my daughter over her husband, and I was talking about the Simon and Garfunkel song, you know, Old Friends. Remember
yes.
that one?
I remember
and
that
I
one.
And I said, they never heard of it. Who's it? Simon and Garfunkel never sang that. I never heard of it. I said, yeah, I remember when I was your age, you know, 20s, in my 20s or whatever, late 20s, and they said Old Friends sit on the, you know, park bench like bookends, and then How Terribly Strange to be 70. And I thought, oh, my God, I can't imagine what it's like to be 70. Well, here I is.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
No, I get up and I look in the mirror every morning and say, how the heck did this happen?
Mike, just look at your hair and realize that most guys your age would kill for it, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you're going to cut me off? Can you hold me over? Because I got a question.
I'm going to hold you over, but you still got about 2 minutes. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, you know, I think the last caller was right on the money. What makes you stand out and, you know, a few others is that you kind of call, you speak truth to power, you know. He was talking about Israel. We know it's not the people. It's the Khazars and, you know, Netanyahu and his Likud group and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, every time I call in, I'm almost afraid to ask this question, but nobody really talks about, they get up to about the Rothschilds, and that's where they end it. Well, if it's the Rothschilds and a few other elite doing this thing, running this thing, starting the wars, the Federal Reserve, the whole bit, we know all about it. Well, how come we just don't, if you don't, like the Italians say, you know, the fish rots from the head down. If we don't know, you know, if we don't deal with the head of the snake, it's just like we're all fighting each other and, you know, out of order, chaos. And it's,
yes.
Why don't we, well, who do you think is above the Rothschilds? Anybody? Or do you think that's as high as it goes?
I don't think that it's necessarily a pyramidal structure. I think there's the Rothschilds, there's the Warburgs, there's the Rockefellers, and there's all these very, very powerful families who are fighting for control, and no one of them has really succeeded. It's a lot, if you go back and study the history of Renaissance Europe, for example, I think it's a lot like that.
All right, well, you don't got to hold me over. You gave me my answer, Mike. Take care.
All right, thanks. We're going to let you go. We'll be back after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. And the sad reality is we can't keep on doing what we're doing without your help and your support. And I think the hardware meltdown we had earlier in this week is a good illustration of just how close to the edge we're running. And, you know, we'd like to be like one of the larger corporate media networks where we've got spare equipment and spare software, and something breaks, we throw a switch and we're back on the air. It doesn't work that way around here. You know, it all has to be torn apart and rebuilt, usually by hand. And getting parts is very difficult in some parts of this country. So we do need your help. And it's that simple. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here now to John in Vancouver. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Wow. Hi. I only called about a second ago. Yeah, Mike, I'm calling. I don't know if you missed this or I missed this on your website, but you do remember that Nova Scotia shooting that happened about a month or so ago now in Canada. Okay, so it turns out that it was in The Cleans, which is a magazine here in Canada. It's also been The Daily Mail. That guy, Gay Wortman was his name, He withdrew $475,000 cash.
Yes.
Out of a Brinks. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did. It's a lot more money than you're normally allowed to take out as a customer.
Yeah. And so the in the McLean story, it says that that is the way it happened. It's like anywhere else. You can't walk into a bank, even if you've got like $50,000 in the bank. You can't walk in and get 10 grand, maybe not even 5 grand in Canada or in the US, I gather. And so this guy, he didn't even go to a normal branch. He went to the Brinks branch, and walked out with $475,000 cash. And the McLean story says that that's the way the RCMP give their informants buy money. And the RCMP are on record as saying, no, nothing to do with us. But if you read the McLean story, that it's actually in their charter that they can actually lie to protect that kind of payment. And I just think that stinks to high heaven. And I don't know why it wasn't more of a story anyway. Because of that shooting, thousands of gun owners in Canada, which I'm one, have lost the right to own the property that was legally purchased. And I think it's the whole thing stinks.
Yes, it feels like another false flag.
Absolutely. I mean, and they say he's involved with organized crime and Hell's Angels, and he's running around in a perfectly marked RCM cruiser, that's how he got some of his victims. They say because you get pulled over by a car, looks like a cop car, and the guy's he's a killer. He's dressed in a perfect RCMP uniform. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. So I just thought I'd put that out there. I've been a member of your site for a long time, but I've never submitted a story. So I wonder if you could do it, or I'll have a go at it now and see if I can submit it to you so you can put it on your website.
Yeah, if you can send me the link to the article, I'll post it.
Right on. I'll do that right now, Mike. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to some of these scientific stories. First of all, apparently Windows 10 has had another update that is causing more harm than good. Microsoft is admitting the June updates are triggering reboots in machines running Windows 10 version 1809 and above. I sure wish they could get their act together. I've got one Windows 10 machine, which I don't use for anything, because it's just too much of a pain. Anyway, they've had a big, big earthquake down in Mexico, 7.5 magnitude, 5 people killed, and triggered a tsunami warning. So it's rock and roll down there. Okay, as we already reported earlier in the show, the U.S. Appeals Court has granted Michael Flynn's motion to force Judge Sullivan to dismiss the case. Yeah. Yet to hear what Sullivan is going to say. Okay, here's an interesting story that came out of activistpost.com. If you refuse to social distance, you may be a psychopath. That's the latest thing. Well, how's that going to affect people up in Oregon where they're being told they don't have to wear the facial masks because they might be afraid of being profiled? So are you tired of social distancing, tired of the lockdowns? Do you find yourself wishing things would just go back to normal like they were in 2019 when we were all just regular debt slaves to the central bank? Then you might be a psychopath, according to a brand new peer-reviewed study published on May 31st, 2020. People who ignore the new normal protocols like social distancing display certain antagonistic personality traits. Ooh, bad people, bad people. Tucker Carlson is out there saying the mob is an arm of the Democratic establishment. It certainly looks like it. By the way, Tucker Carlson's ratings are through the roof, and his competition is just gasping for air. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal, good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, earlier in the program, I made a big deal about how Twitter and these other social media companies were taking it upon themselves to filter Donald Trump's messages to the American people. And I have a real problem with that, because while I don't agree with Donald Trump, I need to know what he's talking about. And we're hearing more and more talk about some kind of control being imposed on social media to guarantee freedom of expression, the First Amendment. And Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, is out there saying that at this point, government regulation of Facebook is guaranteed. And I hope he's right. I hope he's right. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Our RBN is great. I'm going to make a donation to them. I've stated in the past that I'd rather donate to you, but and you can do whatever you want with it after that, but I'm going to make a donation to, with them. You know what I think, Mike? I think black walnut matters. It's an underrated wood that hardly anybody even talks about anymore. I don't know what it is. So, you know these bankers that are obviously at the top of the food chain. I heard something that Trump said about all of this cash that has been created on a thin air. He said it was at zero interest. Is that an actual fact?
No, that's not true.
I didn't think so. What is the truth?
The truth is it's at a very real low interest rate for the government, but it's still got interest accruing to it. And there's a story going around that the interest the Federal Reserve collects on the money in circulation is somehow returned to the Treasury. I have not found any documentation to support that either.
Well, it actually is some of it, right?
Yes.
Some is shaved off the top. We've talked about this before. I believe it's like 5% goes to the shareholders.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, you have your operating costs, and then the rest goes to the federal government. At one time, it was like $88 billion. So where'd that come from? Well, right out of thin air, right?
No, it comes from your pocket.
Well, it does. It does. But there's never enough, so they have to create more.
Yes.
So the thing is, like up here in Canada, we have this thing called CERB, and it was designed to give people $2,000 Canadian a month, tax free, at the time when they give it. You know, in order to live on, because they shut down the economy. So 3 months later, and after realizing that there were a million people that defrauded the government by collecting it, and they shouldn't have, because there were no, you know, it was emergency. That's their excuse. There was an emergency, so they did it as quick as possible. So now they've decided to extend it by another 2 months, and Manitoba, which is like pretty close to North Dakota. They're the premier, the Ontario, you know, be like a governor. The premier wants to pay people $2,000 to go back to work. Get off this CERB and go back to work. So all it proves is this socialism, communism, universal basic income nonsense just can't work. Because people will do what anyone would do. They'll just collect the cash and sit at home and live their life. You know, woo, have a good time. So the problem arises is the people that believe this can happen, like a Cortez type of woman, where does this cash come from if everybody's sitting at home?
Well, I like the way when she was asked about that, and she says, well, you know, we just, you know, the Green New Deal, we just pay for it. Okay, how do you pay for it? We just pay for it. And it's like she's oblivious to the idea that somehow this money has to originate somewhere, and maybe she's just thinking, we're just going to create it out of thin air. And if that's her solution, she doesn't understand basic economics.
No. Most people don't. They think that chopping down like a $3,000 tree and printing up $3 billion makes sense. It doesn't.
No.
And in fact, what you're going to do is you're going to hurt the poorest and the people on fixed income the first and the most. And then eventually everyone gets sucked into this, you know, siphoning. Basically, it's a siphon.
Yes.
Interest is a siphon. It siphons all of that cash somewhere. And it's not to the poor.
Nope.
And it's not to the infrastructure. It's not to the betterment of humanity. People really have to stop and think about this sort of thing. And I don't mean, I'm not pointing my fingers at the bankers. I'm pointing my finger at where all this cash goes to service all of this unnecessary debt that shouldn't even be debt to begin with.
No, it shouldn't. That
we
was that was the
your country
the
has
Federal
one.
Reserve.
Why do you don't even need them? It's like you said earlier with Lincoln. The greenbacks. Do you have a treasury? What's the treasury for? Obviously, the world's been usurped. I don't care who you call these people, but they're very, very, very strong.
So they have been playing this private central bank game for 300 years now.
Yeah. Would you say, Mike, in your opinion, that the owners of your central bank and the banking system in general control the military in your country?
Well, we know that there's been this tangle between military action and banking going back to the War of 1812.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in reality, Donald Trump, you know, he says he has, you know, he doesn't believe that the Federal Reserve is doing a good job. You know, Powell, who, by the way, is he Jewish?
I really don't know.
I don't know either. But if he isn't, then he'd be the first Federal Reserve chairman that hasn't been Jewish in a very long time. Just another reason to hate Trump, I guess. Who are these people? They're all over TV all the time. You know, even in my country, like the head of the Bank of Canada, and like they're like figureheads. They're just put out there to tell us what to think.
Yes.
And tell us what they think they're going to do, and just kind of blindly lead us down this path that we just like blindly follow. Why doesn't anybody ask anything any longer? Like, why? Why are we doing this if it doesn't work? A 0.25% interest on $1 trillion.
Yes.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
So where does that come from? If you can't get your spending under control, you're going to have to borrow it again.
Yeah.
I think we're at the point, Mike. Oh, yeah, we're at the point. Canada's gross domestic product, Mike, is like, I think, like $1.7 trillion. And our external debt is almost at $3 trillion. We're bankrupt.
Yes.
And your country's in the same, it's in the same boat, yet they still try and pull this crap over our eyes, thinking that we don't even see it.
Are you okay?
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Sorry, I had a small interruption there.
Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, so that's my two cents. It's always about the banking because it's cash. Everything's cash. Cash is king. That's how they measure. That's how these people measure their, I don't know, their goals, what they're going to do and what they have. It's always cash. Cash and power. I've got nothing. And I bet you I'm a lot happier than these silly old fools sitting around trying to figure out how to swindle us even more.
Oh, well, I don't know. Sometimes they seem to be very, very, very content. What can I tell you? Anyway, Al, we're going to let you go. We're getting close to the end of the show, and we've got callers waiting on the line. So let's switch over to Terry in California. Hello, Terry. What's on your mind?
So, Mike, it sounds like the War Hawks and AOC don't have a lot of differences when it comes to, hey, we want to start another war. How are we going to pay for it? Oh, just pay for it.
Yes.
You know, that's just as bad. And
not our problem.
Yeah. And did you say your favorite rock group was The Who? One of them?
One of them, yes.
That reminded me of the chairman, the operations officer of the Joint Chiefs of Staff back when we were getting ready to invade Iraq. And he was Lieutenant General in the Marine Corps. And he was going to resign. He did resign over that. And his resignation letter was entitled, The Who Were Wrong. And The Who wrote this song called We'll Never Be Fooled Again. And he said, we're being fooled right now. And he was gone. He retired, you know, before he even came in the zone for a four-star. But I was listening to on the virus vaccine, I was listening to Dr. Mercola, and he was saying that this virus is in the same family as the common cold, and they can't get a vaccine for it. There won't be a vaccine for it because they've been trying to do it for many decades, and they can't do it. There's an obstacle there. So he could be right about that. And if that's true, I think didn't they come up with one that they're testing? A bunch of people got sick from it.
Yeah, there was one that killed off like a bunch of monkeys, and you know, they're now saying that they've got an experimental vaccine they're trying out on dogs. It seems to be working, But, you know, we have heard about supposedly successful, potentially successful vaccines for months now, and it's just not happening. Now they're saying by the end of the year we'll have one.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. But anyway, Dr. McCullough was interviewing Bobby Kennedy's son, Robert Kennedy, who was doing a lot of investigation into these vaccines. And they came up in the story. The interview came up with a story about Trump got elected, and before the inauguration, he called Bobby Kennedy Jr. and asked him if he'd head up a panel to investigate these vaccines, and he accepted. And then Bobby Kennedy didn't hear anything about it, and then he found out that Big Pharma wrote a check for $1 million to the inauguration party for Trump. And they put in their man as the head of the Health and Human Services, and he squelched the whole thing of investigating the vaccine. So, you know, Trump, just like every other corrupt politician, you know, as far as that goes, as far as I'm concerned, you know. But anyway, I just want to point that out, Mike. I appreciate the show, and we don't have much time left. Time for the next caller.
All right, you got it. And the next caller happens to be Dustin from New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The more things change, the more stay the same. Trump's more the same. Nothing's changed, right?
Yep, SDD.
Mike, I want to respond to Al from Canada. I'm just curious, like, how much does paper towels cost in Canada? Because I picked up a 12. You ever notice now, like, what? Well, for a while, paper towels, 12 equals 20. No, they don't. If there's 12 rolls you count, that's 12. It doesn't equal 20. You ever notice that? 12, 60. That's a fraud, you know? If there's 12 rolls in a box, that's 12 rolls. Yeah, there's no 20 rolls in there. But it's $20 for 12 rolls of Bounty, which is a lot of money, man. I'm like, that's $20 out of your paycheck, you know, and I'm rolling to the basic universal basic income. Like everybody's living day to day now, man. I mean, it's, you know, nothing. It's worse now. The virus don't help, because before the virus it was bad. After the virus, it's bad plus.
Yes.
You know, but like, what's changed at the end of the day? What's been fixed, Mike? Like, where's all the new entrepreneurship? Remember when Trump says all... Mike, I always rip on Trump, and you know I voted for him and I said that, but remember when he went and he says all Carrier air conditioners were going to... Remember that? Oh, they're all going to be made... nothing's been fixed, man. Nothing's coming back. Those rotted buildings in the Rust Belt are still rotted. They're never going to be knocked down because it costs too much money with the cleanup or this or that. You know, Mike, that would be a symbol, though, right, of a resurgence for, like, America.
Yes.
Those buildings to be knocked down, right, and just built anew with people going to work with their lunch boxes back in the day and a woman staying at home, remember? The father who had his car, and they had layaway. Remember? Little Jimmy wants the red wagon. He went to, I don't know, what store was back then? That was before Bamberger. I know that. they put $5 down on the layaway. You know, and you got to go every week to put $5 more down. And then you get the credit phase, right? Like where they just induced you with debt.
Yes.
You know? It's, the government has got a lot of debt, you know? Oh, unpayable debt. I mean, if you're the world, if you're holding on to dollars, you should worry. I mean, because, Mike, don't they devalue? Like, the longer, I mean, when we hold our dollars every year, the prices are not going up for those items we're buying, like paper towels. The value of the dollar is going down, guys. Like,
that's exactly right. That's exactly
right.
If
you're holding like a couple million or 10 million like some of these countries are, how much are they losing every year? You know what I mean? Like, when are they going to cut loose? That's my question. What do you think they're going to cut loose of using the dollar as the world reserve and just going with their own, either digital currency?
Well, I think a lot of countries are trying to do that. That's what Iraq was trying to do when they wanted to sell their oil for the euro. It's what Libya wanted to do with the gold dinar. And the U.S. inevitably goes to war against such countries. Dustin, I got to let you go. We got to take a brief commercial break. We've got one more caller waiting on the line. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today on this hump day. And we're going to go back to the phones to Ed in Florida. Hello, Ed. Well, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. We had a statue defamed in a town called Melbourne Beach, Florida. The statue was Ponce de Leon. And I called Sheriff's Department just to see what the status was. Believe it or not, they told me it wasn't a criminal matter and that I should call Parks and Recreation about it. That's the mentality today.
Yeah. Well, somebody else called in earlier to the show today talking about Ponce de Leon, and, you know, why were they even bothering?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it makes no sense, though. When you think about it, I can only think, I go back to, if you want to eliminate a particular culture, you start with the buildings, the statues, the history.
Yes.
After that, it's just, I hate to use the old cliche thing, you know, white genocide. People don't believe it. I never used to believe it. I thought those people were crazy idiots. But the last couple of years have really changed my mind. I see it all the time. Look at our historical figures. I mean, there's a play called Hamilton. It's an old black cast. A lot of books by Homer, you've got like Achilles being black, or you've got blacks taking over the roles of whites. Historically,
yes,
that weren't there. And I know you would never see a white, say, Martin Luther King, or a white, Malcolm X. It just wouldn't happen. And it scares me. I've got grandkids, and I don't want to talk to them about these things because I feel kind of outdated, outmoded, because most Americans don't care whether or not, you know, if one race disappears altogether. But, you know, I'm sure you heard of David Lane, correct?
Yes.
And his 14 words?
Enlighten us.
I'm sorry?
I said, enlighten us.
Ah, we must secure the existence of our people and the future for white children. That was David Lane.
Yes.
I see Black Lives Matter. I see Brown Lives Matter. Yet I don't see, you know, White Lives Matter. Shouldn't all lives matter, no matter what the color?
They seriously should, but if you say that, you're called a racist.
I know. That's the sad thing about it today. 50 years ago, I could walk out in the street, say my mind, and nobody thought twice about it. Today, if I were to say the same things I said 50 years ago, I'd be in jail right now.
Yes. We've become a very repressive society. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. I'm sorry?
Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, have a good evening. Okay, well, we're coming up here on the end of the program, and I want to encourage you all to stay tuned for John Stadmiller, because I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.